have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
A while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this space, accepting all my flaws, embracing up this history. 'Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be.
Here we are on the Jonathan Live podcast, streaming across social media, Blog Talk Relations Radio. I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett. And here on the Jonathan Live podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect in our community, and offer hope through education, educating, edifying, and encouraging. And I want to thank you to our viewers, family, your friends, or your associates. The Jonathan organization is asking you to donate into this much-needed cause to continue to help our survivors and our children. You can do this by going to our website at jonathan.org, and you hit the donate button. You can also go to the PayPal me jadasa.me and go to jadasa.org, which is one word, or you can pay us at jadasa.sca. Your donations are fully tax deductible. Do not have any announcements today because we don't have any upcoming events, nor do we have our sister group this week, hoping that you will spend time with family and friends. And those who are going through this promotion season, we are here with you in our prayers. And I have been reaching out, but I want you to reach out as well, because we understand that this season is not a holly jolly season for everybody, but it is a one of turmoil, a one of upset. And so we don't want to bring you, and we have not forgotten you. But if you want to know more about what's going on in the organization, that is the organization, in our upcoming program that's going to be rolling around the first part of the new year, we ask you to go to our resources, go to our website at www.jadasa.org, and look at some of the various programs that we have, we are offering, and that we will be offering in our upcoming session. So tonight I want to talk about a different kind of holiday. And no doubt for many of us, this has been something different from last year to this year, where we've had to maneuver and we've had to make adjustments and we've had to do things a little different to try to bring joy, to try to experience joy, family, like we've done pre-pandemic. And so there's been a lot of changes. There's been a lot of things that we may have had to do differently. There may be things that are people we wanted to see that we might not could have seen. Maybe they're, you know, they're quarantined at home, or just because of what's going on, people are not visiting or flying out and doing all those things that we would normally do, where we were always just be in this season of cheer. And we know it's, and we know we don't like this. And I know I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, I wish we'd go back to the way it was." You know, I'm not one to bust bubbles, but I would not be too optimistic that it is going to change. But it would never, I don't believe it would go back. We will always have to adjust and maneuver and change things. So for many people, even with this COVID-19 and other ongoing issues, people having, you know, as we're talking about the death and relationship and just having to quarantine and just not being able to do the things that we normally, whatever that normal is for you, that we would normally do before this, we've had to do some different things. So now we're finding, we as meaning everybody across the world, we're finding ourselves on uncharted territory. And all of these circumstances are out of our control, you know, but that doesn't make it easier for us to handle. It doesn't make it easier for us to manage or to relieve any anxiety that we feel over what holidays will look like or have looked like this season. Saying now that what was is not what it is, you know. So we have to change our mindset. And, you know, we did something different this year, you know, and I'll go into it further down the road, you know, because even though we had family and we had people, we still did things, yet I had to really recalibrate and think how going forward, how would I do holidays? How would I do family? Especially knowing I have a close loved one who went into the hospital Christmas morning due to COVID. And so, oh, I need to handle this like this and not like that. Whatever that is, and I know I'm being general and not really being specific, because I don't want to be specific, because I don't know what each person's household is like and what you have to do. But know this, that we have to change. We have to maneuver. We have to do something different in this season. I put something out on Facebook earlier today about the new year coming up, and I know we always put things out there how, you know, we want to change. We want to make improvements. We want to make adjustments. We want to encourage. We want to uplift. We want to, you know, we want to do all those things, our prayers and stuff going forward. But you know what? Just because you're moving into a new year doesn't necessarily mean you're moving into a new season. I'll say that again. Just because we are moving into a new year does not necessarily mean we're moving into a new season. The only way we move into a new season is if there is change. If you change something about you or about whatever you want to do. The seeds in our lives don't change just because we just pick it and it just happens to change. There is something we must do to make the seasons change in our lives. Whatever that is, I'm not telling you what it is that you must do. That is something you have to figure out. But know this, we all have a part that we have to play that we must do in order for seasons to change. And so in order to continue, we talked about the different kind of holidays. In order to continue finding joy, not just during this holiday, not during just this year or this moment, but going forward, it is important that we shift our minds. Like, you know what, this is just not where it's going to be no more. And we have to find strategies and ways to cope with the uncertainty of the season to help manage our expectations. We do. Everybody have expectations. You expect things to go a certain way. You expect things, the outcome to be the way, whatever it is you want it to be. And so we have to maneuver and find ways to cope because change is inevitable. We all always know that. We always hear that. Change is inevitable. But most people generally do not like to change. That's just a fact. That's just the way it is. And so once for all is something that you can do, and it's just going to, so you can tweak it however you need to, but just how to enjoy holidays. And again, before I say enjoy holidays, I want us to throw out there for the ones who are struggling during this time of year because of whatever, loss of job, loss of loved ones, loss of family, loss of relationship, loss of dreams, loss of hope, loss of aspirations, whatever that loss is in your life. I want you to know, Jonathan's thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you because I understand. I've been there. I've lived it. I've experienced it. So I'm not talking about something I read in a book. I'm talking about what I've experienced in my own personal life. And I'm still experiencing. Why do I say that? Because many of you all that know me and know my story, you know that I am lost. I've buried both parents and six siblings. So, yes, my holiday, I maneuver it, and I have, I deal with and I work with what I have, with the families I have, my siblings that's left, and my husband's family. So I hope they've adopted me, but I've adopted them as my family, as my sisters, as my brothers. Now, do I miss my siblings? Of course I do. Do I have my moments? You better believe it. I have my moments. But I try to, as I said, change my focus on not what was lost, but what remains. So I'm focusing on the family I have here. I'm focusing on my husband's family, which is my family. I'm focusing on what remains. And yes, I am memorializing and I think about what's lost. I do. But I don't want to harp on what's lost because that's not going to return. And if I continue to harp on what's lost, then it brings me down. It brings my spirit down. And then how can I be there in the presence for that which remains, which is my family? And I tell people all the time, one of the ministries that I talk about that every person can have, whether you are a Christian or not, whether you are a believer or not, every ministry everybody can practice is the ministry of presence. And that is being in the present, being in the now, being there for those that remain. Because the ones that's going on is going on. They're going on to eternity. There's nothing we can do about that. We can't change that. Yes, we think about them. We love them. But we also want to memorialize them and remember the good things that we've had and we've held with them and we've experienced with them, so that you don't live in the past. You don't get into the negative thoughts. You don't start getting depressed, because this is not the best time of year for everybody. But these are just some of the things for me, because I've been there. I was in depression. I didn't want to live. I had the suicidal thoughts. I didn't want to be here. I wanted this day. I wanted Christmas and the whole gamut between Thanksgiving and New Year's. I wanted all of that. I just wanted to sleep that away. I just wanted to not be here and wake up in January the 3rd and not January the 2nd, because January the 2nd is my mother's birthday. I wanted to sleep to January the 3rd. So I understand wholeheartedly how we feel when I say a different kind of holiday. It's still a holiday. So what I do, I choose to be joyful. I choose to be in the present. I choose to be here with the family and to love and to communicate. Now, do we still argue and get on each other's nerves? You better believe it. That's what family do. But I choose to be here in the present with what remains. Because if I don't and I stay in the past, then that's where depression, if I stay in that darkness, that's where depression comes in. And I don't want to do that, because if I do that, what I'm saying is I value what is gone more than what remains. How does that look for my family and my children, that I am so engulfed with those that have gone on that I can't even be here for the ones that remain? Like, okay, Mom, we here. We understand. And so we have to find ways to cope. We have to find ways to manage our expectations and to celebrate and enjoy holidays in new ways. It's definitely a new way. It's never going to be the way it was for me. Never. Some of the new ways we can do is we can also schedule time for ourselves. If you still got vacation time, take it. Use it. Even if you're not going anywhere, you do what they call staycation. Stay at home, lock yourself in, have people, do Zooming or, go get your nails done, pedicures, pamper yourself. Because, stress, when we're stressful, we tend to forget ourselves. Pamper yourself. Going by yourself, let me tell you what I've hopelessness and helplessness and just doom and gloom and despair, because I had, buried so many. At first of all, I'm thinking, who does that? Who has to do that besides me? That's how I felt. But let me tell you, sometimes to get yourself out of that, you have to present gifts and presents to yourself. Now, if you like presents, I believe everybody do, I would go into the store, buy nice things that I wanted for myself, two or three things or whatever. I would sit and wrap that stuff real pretty and put it on the tree. So on Christmas morning or whenever you open your gift, I would get up under that tree and open the gift for myself. Because remember, this is a different kind of holiday. The holiday of yesteryear is not coming back. So we got to do something and change our mindset and change it. You do that too, Nina? Great. It works. It helps, don't it? We have to spend time for yourself. It's important to step away from work and do some things you enjoy. Find some things you enjoy. Not what somebody else likes to do, what you want to do. Reading a book. If you like reading a book, get you a good book, get you some hot chocolate and sit there and read you a book. Some music. If you want to listen to music, get you some music on and dance. Whatever it is that wants to drive you, so you don't be isolated and feel like, this. If you guys did the Soul Train line, like some families do during the holidays, get you some music and do what you do in your house. Do some of the things Even if you have to do it with just your family or other your family members, your kids or whatever, do some of those things. Bring back those memories. You're keeping those memories alive, and you're thinking about the good things. I have a thing. I have an actual PowerPoint presentation that I do when I do trauma-informed. See ways to relax. And, you know, I have that. If you want it, you can email me. But it's just different things you can do. Because sometimes we got to unplug. If you don't unplug and you're constantly stressed and going through all these things and not relaxing and you just building up all this tension and this anxiety and all this, you know, just life, dealing with life constantly. And somebody come in and ask you, you know, why is the sock on the floor? And all of a sudden you blew up. And they looking at you like, I just asked why was your sock on the floor. It has nothing to do with the sock. It's because it's what built up to that. The sock and them asking you about the sock had nothing to do with any culminating point. You was already building up. That volcano was already bubbling. And that was just what tipped it over. Because we have to understand, take care of ourselves. Because if you don't take care of yourself, who else will? You know, so we have to take time to decompress, reset. I've done that several times. Sometimes I come in for a weekend, hey, I'm not going to turn the TV on. I'm going to just take me some coffee or drink me some hot chocolate. Look out, go driving, whatever it is that's going to make you decompress and reset. That's what you do. Because when your body is constantly going and going and going and going, and you are not going to be able to function and do anything. Because guess what? When we constantly push our bodies and constantly push and go forward, your body will tell you when it's tired. And then you are shut down and can't do nothing. I've been there before. I know I'm talking from experience. So we have to figure out how to decompress and reset, which is more important than ever. Now, start new traditions. Remember, as I said, I've had to do this. My six siblings are not coming back. My parents are not coming back. So some of the traditions, and we know it's disappointing to not be able to take part in, you know, many of the usual festive celebrations that we're used to. We know that. But now consider, instead of saying it's disappointing, oh, I used to do that, change the focus. Consider this as an opportunity to create new memories, a new tradition. What we did this year, we did something a little bit different this year. You know, we barbecued. We put out on the grill on the deck. We went out Christmas, okay? But this was happening to be a warmer Christmas, so we were able to do that. But then I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I bought an ice cream machine, and I turned and made some homemade ice cream. That would be normally in the summer when I was growing up. I said, no, I'm going to do that this year. So whatever it is that you can do to make new memories, see, look at this as an opportunity. Okay, this is an opportunity to do something different. Because remember, you want to be in the presence. You want that ministry of presence for those that remain. So we talked about Zoom. I know everybody is just zoomed out their mind. Everybody's just like, I'm done with Zoom. I'm sick of Zoom. I hear that from people in the United States, Africa. Everybody say the same thing. They are zoomed out. But sometimes find an online game where you all can plug in and do an online game. That is fun. But something that you can do that's different. Drive by the Christmas lights or go to other people's households, your family households. Maybe you all go have drive-bys, come and look at the lights or whatever, or go to drive-by to, you know, your cousin's house and everybody outside in the, you know, on the lawn or on the driveway for 30 minutes or whatever, and then you go to the next person. It's almost like a, what you call it, a convoy. Something different. Because remember, the old normal is not coming back. So we have to create a new norm. We have to create more memories and traditions because it's a different kind of holiday. And so it's something that we have to do. You know, we're going to always be able to connect and always spread holiday cheer and always be there for one another in our presence. The ministry of, please remember that, the ministry of presence. You don't even have to be saved to do that. You don't have to be a Christian. You can just be there. The ministry of presence. You're welcome, Ross. How you doing? Another thing I want to talk about quickly, set your own boundaries. You set your boundaries. Don't let somebody set your boundaries for you. You set your own boundaries. It's important to stick to what is comfortable for you when it comes to celebrating holidays. Yes, it may lead to some difficult conversations with family and friends, but you have to stick to your own boundaries and to prioritize your mental and your emotional well-being first. You know, so don't go places out of guilt. Don't be doing things out of guilt, out of, you know, all they expect of me. No, this is the new norm. This is the new tradition, the new memories we are making. So don't let nobody put you in a box. Well, we used to do this. Yeah, well, we used to do that, but we know pre-pandemic, a lot of things have changed. A lot of things have changed. And so if we want to be safe, if we want to be accommodated, we have to change. And then do we need to compromise? And yes, with family? Of course. But it should never be lopsided. That's in anything, any relationship, whether it's a marriage relationship, a friend relationship, family relationship, working relationship, any type of relationship, it should never be one-sided. And so I just want you to feel that, you know, don't go out stretching budgets and stuff. Don't deal with all of that. You understand this is a different kind of holiday. It's a different kind of holiday. Things I've talked to you about is what I have experienced. It's what I have done myself. Everybody don't know my story, but guess what? I've been through the process. I've been there. I understand. I know what it feels like to be in a dark hole and feel like I can't get out. I know what it feels like to hate this holiday, to hate this year to come around. I know what it feels like to feel that void. I know what it feels like to want to hear those voices that's gone. I know what it feels like. I have been there. I understand. You know, but it took me to get out of the dark place is to just create a saying that change is inevitable, but I have to be there for those that remain. If you don't get anything out of this podcast, I want you to know, we know things have changed in everybody's lives, whatever that is. But I want you to practice the ministry of presence. Yes, remember. Yes, we go cry. I'm not saying you don't, because we're human. We go cry. I still cry. Don't want you to stay stuck in what's gone, because you still have to be here for what remains. You're still here for what remains. We're not saying forget them. No, because I'm never going to forget my siblings. I'm never going to forget my parents. I'm never going to not think about them. It's never going to happen. But I also know I still have siblings here. I still have nieces. I still have my husband. I still have family, my husband's family, which is my family. I still have those people. They're here. They are what remain. So I want you to always remember to practice the ministry of presence. Always be there. Because, you know, you can talk. But people, you can talk and steal your mind somewhere else. And when somebody's talking to you, you can tell if they really there or they not. They just talking and they're looking off, their mind is somewhere else. They just not there. We want to be in the presence. We want to be there for one another, because we are recognizing that this year we know that this holiday season, of course, is different than most. It's making it more important that we find ways to adapt, hope, and manage expectations, whether they're your expectations, your family, your kids' expectations, but we got to find ways to adapt, to cope, and manage in the coming weeks and months or hate. Though we experience unique challenges, find ways to celebrate the season and find joy in unexpected places. I also put out that I thought about season greetings. Why do we always say season greetings just during Christmas time when seasons change? Greetings is like blessings. Blessing you for the season ahead or for the change in the season. Don't we have seasons, different seasons throughout the year? It's not just at Christmas time. So I'm thinking about that now. Season's greetings, I am going to greet you when seasons change, when seasons greeted by those seasons. And so I just always thought about that, you know, while I was preparing for this podcast. Why do we say season's greetings just at Christmas time? People's seasons change all the time. And so we just need to be in the presence and make sure that we are available and that we are there for one another. So with everyone's help, we can get the help to those who need it most. And that's any and everybody who is going through a dark time in this year, this season. Not just people that's been abused, because you know what Jarvis was saying, for, but we also deal with the neglect and the hurt. You're not necessarily being abused, neglect and I hurt because of the death I've experienced as well. So we want to help one another get through this crisis together. And so I'm going to leave you with this scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. I love this scripture. This is my favorite scripture, and it applies to any and everybody. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord." And he was talking to Jeremiah the prophet. He said, "And I know the thoughts that I think towards you, and those thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and if you expect to have." I want you to think about that. So if your expected end is peace, joy, happiness, success, love, if that's what you expect in the end, that is what God wants to give you. He wants to give you an expected end because he is thinking these things towards you. Love. He is thinking of things of peace. And love. To remember that Jotapha is a community organization, and you are the community. Therefore, you are a Jotapha. Now, we always here every Monday to talk about issues in the community. Remember, it's Jotapha 24/7, 365 days, all day.
can't.